How little did we know how drastically our world would change, and especially for how long? Today is very different from that day that many of us spent together in person in March. I am here by myself, staring at this same laptop screen that I have looked at more than I truly thought possible. There are no handshakes or hugs or even quick hellos, and I miss that. I miss being with you. I am sure that many of you miss that too. I have often said that my favorite part of my job is Sunday mornings. It is when I get energized from the interactions that I have with you all. Of course, we are still together, but in a different way. I still love Sunday mornings because I get to see your faces and read the comments that we share with each other and have a little conversation during the breakout groups after the service. It is not the same, and yet it is so much better than what it would have been not that many years ago without today's technology. The prelude video that Steve made of In My Life was shown last week for the first time. It shows a picture of the fellowship's first building on Superior Street, a picture of our current building before we built the sanctuary during construction, and the completed sanctuary. Seeing that video last week for the first time brought tears to my eyes. Those who have been around a while know that adding on to our building was a long and challenging process. I was part of the steering committee for the building project, and even though I was part of the decision-making process and in the building almost every day that the construction was happening since I worked there, walking into the sanctuary after it was completed took my breath away. It reminded me of the first time that I walked into the fellowship building back when I was a seeker. I felt at home immediately. The pond at the fellowship is one of my favorite spots in the world. I miss our space. So who are we without being in our beloved building? Without the in-person meetings and gatherings? What makes a person a Unitarian Universalist without shared space? Actually, I should ask, what makes you a Unitarian Universalist? Because just like about everything in our faith, there would be many different ways of answering that question. But I'm going to argue that we have some common themes. Being a Unitarian Universalist means that we all have to work on our own spiritual journey. Or if you prefer the language of our fourth principle, we need to seek a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. We believe that revelation isn't sealed. We don't believe that the only truth can be found in ancient texts. We have more options than many faiths. But we do have to do the work of finding what is meaningful for each of us. And honestly, the work of letting go what isn't. We need to understand that this never ends and that we need to keep evolving because there is always more to learn. Being a Unitarian Universalist means that we have shared values, starting with our seven principles. These principles are aspirational. Many are lifelong work, but important and sacred work. Sometimes we like to say that we're like-minded, but I would argue that that's not true. And we actually shouldn't want it to be. Our beliefs, our opinions, or what is in our mind, that's not what's important. Instead, we are like-hearted. Our values are what is important. Or as Jessica York has said, Unitarian Universalism does not teach us what to believe, rather how to believe. Reverend Leah came up with a really fun and safe activity that we can all participate in that you may have seen in the Weekly Scroll email newsletter this week. Next weekend, we all are invited to chalk our UU values. There are bags of sidewalk chalk ready to be picked up in a bin outside of the fellowship entrance. So I invite you to go get some and then write or draw your Unitarian Universalist values for your neighbors to see. You might lift up the justice work that you're passionate about. Black Lives Matter. No human being is illegal. build bridges, not walls, climate justice. Or you might share about compassion, how we are all connected, and that includes the choices that we make during a global pandemic. This chalking your UU values activity is a fun and easy way to live our Unitarian Universalist faith out loud. You can also do that by voting, caring for the earth and each other, caring for your full self. This might look like protesting, making calls to your legislators, saying something when you hear a disparaging remark about someone else. One more radical idea that makes a person a Unitarian Universalist is the intention of sharing our faith with the greater community and others. Many of us have shied away from being considered evangelical or forcing our faith onto others. But we know there are people who are lonely and don't feel seen, and our faith could offer that to them. Our Universalist side says that we believe heaven and hell are here on earth, and maybe sharing our faith with others would help lessen the hell of isolation and having to hide their true selves. So when you're doing your chalking next weekend, make sure to add something about being a Unitarian Universalist, or even add the fellowship's website address. Maybe someone will see it and check us out. You could also share a fellowship event on social media or talk about why you're part of this faith community and how it has impacted your life. So my next question is, what does it mean to be part of an individual faith community like the fellowship? What does it mean to belong to this congregation without our building? Some things that I think it means are that we both give and receive as we are able and need to. Every relationship is two ways, giving and receiving. And right now, we need everyone to be honest with both of these more than ever. I have seen people drop off homemade meals under front porches, deliver groceries, make phone calls, and ensure that everyone, including our most vulnerable, are being taken care of. And the reason they say yes to helping is because this other person, often someone they don't know, is connected to this congregation. I have also seen people who have never said yes to an offer of help do so. I will say it again. This is more important than ever. So please reach out if you are in need. It also means checking in with the people you are connected to. Who are the people in your groups? Who would you normally see on a Sunday morning, but we haven't been able to be together? Connect with them, check in with them. We know that Zoom is not meaningful for everyone, so let's all do our part to stay connected, like Kim talked about. If you would like to help or have ideas, let me know. Belonging to a congregation also means that we are informed and engaged in what is happening. We keep an open mind and heart and assume good intentions of others. We have decisions to make and commitments that look different today than a few months ago. There is a lot of understandable fear about the future of many aspects of our faith. The likelihood that it won't be safe to meet in person for a very long time. The loss of singing as a shared group. The possibility of wearing masks when we are together. I am thankful every day that I am part of a faith tradition that believes science. We need to inform ourselves and listen to our UUA leaders who are learning from trusted sources on what is right for our movement today and into the future. Lastly, I want to talk a bit about how we make our homes into our own sanctuaries. We are all spending a lot more time in them than we normally would. And so let's consider how we can make just a small part of our home a place to be connected to our faith. Some people have an altar of objects that are personally meaningful that might include a chalice. A chalice can be made from a lot of things. Simply, it is a bowl with a flame. You can even use a small upside down terracotta pot with a saucer on top. Your altar can even live in a box. But then when you intentionally bring it out, and do a spiritual practice that is meaningful for you. It creates a sacred space that you might be missing and creates a connection to your Unitarian Universalist faith. When I first came to the fellowship, I could not name what was spiritually meaningful for me or have what I would have called a spiritual practice. Truthfully, I thought the only spiritual practices that were available to me were reading the Bible and praying. I learned that just about anything can be a spiritual practice if given attention and mindfulness. That was exciting, but also overwhelming. But through the experiences, conversations, and activities that I was able to have at the fellowship, I learned which spiritual practices are meaningful for me. They have evolved and changed over time, but I know now what I need for grounding and centering. For those who might not have found this yet, I invite you to join one of our small groups or to join one of our upcoming journey groups. Journey groups are an intentional small group of the same people who meet each month after spending time reading and considering a theme. More information can be found in this upcoming week's scroll newsletter, but they are going to be a great way for people to connect deeply with each other, but also themselves and our Unitarian Universalist faith. So I miss our building. I miss being with you in person. I long for the day that we can safely be together again. What holds us together is so much bigger than our building. Our community is all around us. We will find a way to stay connected to each other and our faith. So I invite you this week to call or text someone you haven't connected with in a while and think about how you are living your Unitarian Universalist faith out loud. May it be so, and blessed be.